Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby!
You go to hell, old woman!
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love doesn't have to hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You could go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Monday morning, October 15th, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And remember, we like to remind you always about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And this morning as we were traveling in, you know, the skies were pretty clear, but we still see way too many people engaging their cell phones while they're driving. So we would ask you to just be mindful. Just put the cell phones down while you're traveling in the morning, especially as there are so many school buses rolling and school zones and kids and people out and about. This is probably one of the busiest times of the day. And so we want to remind you every single morning, do your part to keep yourself and your fellow persons safe on the road. And most especially, do your part to keep our kids safe. Because remember, they're not looking out for us. So we've got to be looking out for them. We've got to steer clear of their little rear ends. I just want to remind you that our offices are located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. You can zip it up with 71302. And our office phone number is 318-445-5658. And you know, before I leave schools, school kids, school zones, school buses, we want to just send a special shout out this morning to Martin Park Elementary School. Now, we know from the news that Martin Park Elementary School is going to be closed for several months because of an early morning fire that happened last Friday. And so officials are saying that it doesn't look like the school is a complete loss, but it does look like the school is going to be closed for several months. And so we want to say our heartfelt, you know, concern for all of the teachers, the students, and the faculty at Martin Park Elementary School. But what we are glad about is that there were no injuries. The fire happened early in the morning at about 5:35 a.m. on Friday morning. But we know, you know, once parents and kids get into a routine, to change that routine might be just a little bit challenging. But we know that you guys are smart and bright, and we know that you're going to adapt quickly. And so for all of the students and faculty members
at Martin Park Elementary, we say to you this Monday morning, have a safe and a really, really good Monday morning. You know, as I was thinking about Monday morning, and yesterday as I was sitting in church, I was thinking, you know, how can we make Monday have just a little bit more meaning, be just a little bit more special? What can we do or say about Monday? And what dropped into my spirit was this. We have to make Monday the momentum Monday. Yes. And what momentum is defined is as movement. You gotta get moving. You gotta move upward and forward and get in motion, even when you don't feel like it. And you know, for Monday, Monday has such a bad rap, but it's such an incredibly wonderful day because Monday, absolutely, DC, it starts our week. And without Monday, what do we really have?
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly right. And so in order for your week to be great, it's got to start great. Let's start today and every Monday with momentum, motion, impetus, moving forward. You know what? It does not matter how you feel. If you allow your feelings to dictate your momentum or your lack thereof, then you are living in a land of nothingness. You cannot and should not be moved by what you feel. And that's why every single day I try to remind you about the words that are coming out of your mouth. Now, if you have started your Monday morning and you're saying, I don't feel like going into that job, I don't feel like going into school, you know what? You have set the tone for your day. And I'm going to challenge you to turn that around. And so what we do at our house on Sunday is we get ready before Monday gets here. We make sure that Deuce Christmas goes to bed at a good, reasonable hour. And we tell him, as we have always done, you've got to program yourself. In other words, you have got to put those good, positive thoughts in that are going to equip you to wake up and to be ready, even though you may not feel like it. If you were moved by the way that you feel, most of us would never accomplish anything. And I know that there are people this morning, DC, that are waking up, and today is their day to start their diet. Today is their day to start their exercise program. Today is the day that they start a new project at work. Today, Monday is always the day of starting. And I don't care how many times you've started. If you have that little yellow or pink or sticky pad and you've got don't quit on it, you look at it and you remind yourself that no matter what is going on, that if you just don't quit, if you just keep on pressing past the way that you feel, something great will happen. But if you allow your feelings to get in the way of momentum, of movement, of motion, of going forward, you will never see the bigger prize. So you know what? Those are just some little words of encouragement. I hope that you will take something, even if it's just one thing, and grab onto it. But most importantly, most of us in the morning, especially Monday morning, don't, quote unquote, feel like it. But you know what? We truly, truly believe that you can have what you say. And so since we know that that's true, why not turn that around and say what you want to have? And what we're going to say is today is going to be a momentous Monday, DC.
Yeah.
We are already in motion. Hey, everybody, it's Monday. It's the great start to the great week that we all intend to have and that we want you to have. It's 7:44 a.m. You're on point. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Ah, get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentous Monday. This is the official OPT network. And today is October 15th. It's 7:49 a.m. And this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team is on point serving Rapides and surrounding areas. insuring more than 40 million car owners. And so if you need insurance of any kind, Rosa Fields and her team is who you need to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixonHasIt.com. Now, you know, this Monday morning, there's so much to talk about, D.C., so much going on. Not only is this month National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. And there is an incredible play coming to our city. But, you know, domestic violence is one of those things that is ongoing, just as breast cancer is. And the statistics tell us that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And last week I was talking to a lady and we had a long conversation about her very own struggles with domestic violence, D.C. And it is an ongoing issue that we cannot afford to hide from. And so with so many women, one in every four women being victims of domestic violence, it's an issue that we still have to deal with. An estimated 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner every single year. And so the majority of those are women. 73% are women. And so we just want to encourage the community surrounding areas to come out in support of the play Love Doesn't Have to Hurt on October the 28th in conjunction with Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a public awareness theater, LLC, that is presenting the national touring stage play Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. And it's going to be happening at Peabody Magnet High School, located right here in Alexandria on 2727 Jones Street. And the performance is going to start at 4 o'clock. But this is what I want to say to those sister friends that are experiencing domestic violence. It is an issue that we have got to open up about. We've got to start, just as we talk about all of these other issues, finding a way to talk about it, pushing past the guilt, D.C., and the shame. And what I learned from my sister friend on last week is that more often than not, domestic violence is generational. And so it ventures from one generation to the next generation. And so for those women, and even we know that there are a small percentage of men that are victims of domestic violence, this is an incredible play. It is coming to our city, and it's another way that the city is trying to bring information, D.C. So I believe as a community and as a state, we are evolving. Are we stamping out these issues? No, we're not. But we are all in a movement, D.C., to get there.
Absolutely, and it's all about progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making progress. If we're making some progress, that's all you can do, you know?
Absolutely it is. And you know, I read an article this past weekend in Forbes magazine, and it was talking about all of the new billionaires, and it was talking about people with lots of money and, you know, and their earnings. But they said, you know, billionaires are starting to look different, and it's not about money. Even millionaires, it's not about the number of dollars, but about the number of people that you can touch in your lifetime. And when I read that, D.C., it really, really moved me, because it can't always be about money. It's got to be about moving people to help others. And you know, there's something about money that the article said. Money begets money. Success begets success. And so when we talk about those things, it's very much what we talk about on a daily basis. We talk about giving and being givers. And the more that you give, the more that you'll receive, and that the principle really works. And a lot of those millionaires and billionaires are not spirit-filled people. They're not people that are you're going to be seeing quoting scriptures. But you know what? They are people, D.C., that believe in the principle. And the principle absolutely just simply works. And so this morning, as we continue to talk about breast cancer awareness and we continue to talk about fundraising, more importantly than all of those things, we've got to talk about touching the lives of people. And today at 5:30, D.C., at Christus Cabrini Hospital in the women's atrium area outside where they release the balloons, they're going to have a prayer meeting. And people are going to come together to pray for the cure. And what they said essentially is that, you know what? It's great that we're raising awareness. It's great that we're raising money. But we've got to go back to that most basic thing, D.C., and that's prayer.
Absolutely.
And
prayer changes things.
It absolutely changes things. And so we really celebrate and honor Cabrini Hospital for putting God first, and we know that they always do, but really putting it right out front and saying to the community and those people in the surrounding areas, let's come together and pray, because the word tells us that when two or more people come together, touching and agreeing that God's in the midst and that whatever we ask, that he'll do it. So it's going to be after work, and they are inviting the community to come out to touch and agree. They're inviting those prayer warriors, those people who, when they pray, things happen, to come out and to be a part of this prayer for the cure, you know, because that's where it has to start. And then I was reading another article where one woman said, that is in stage 4 breast cancer, she said, I will be so glad when October is over, because it reminds me that I and women like myself, in stage 4, there is nothing that can be done for us. And when I read the article, I was so moved, and my heart leapt for her. And I began to pray, because this is why we've got to keep celebrating breast cancer awareness, so that there will not be women in the world, women in our community, women in our churches, D.C.,
yeah,
that will be hopeless. This is why we've got to continue to raise our voices, to raise money, and to raise awareness. But most importantly, this is why we've got to pray. Y'all, it's Monday. It's October the 15th. And I hope that you're in forward movement, that you and your momentum are on its way. I got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Credit union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Thesha Davis, owner of Davis One Stop in Cheneyville. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria, Diversity in Action, always working to make sure that the needs and the diversity of this community are met. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we wanted to give you a little bit of momentum. That's one new word that we're putting into our arsenal, and we're going to remind you every single day to keep it moving. And you know what, DC? We have been so incredibly blessed every single day that we have left the microphone. We meet somebody with an incredible story or somebody that has used their momentum to come out and be the change that they want to see.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we try to remind people not only about momentum, which is our new word, but about possibility. And we know that we have such an incredible wide range group of listeners that are also talented. And we're starting to see, DC, the fruit of that.
Yes.
And we're starting to see people come in with their gifts and their talents and their supply. And we want to encourage those of you that have not started your momentum, that have not gotten off the bench, that have not started moving, to move toward this movement of eradicating breast cancer, of throwing down the gauntlet and saying, hell no, we will not accept breast cancer in our church. We won't accept breast cancer in our community. We won't accept breast cancer in the world. And until people, more people, become a part of this incredible movement, we're going to see much the same. But we want to thank those people that have come out and said, you know what? I feel empowered. I'm getting off the bench and I am lending my supply. And we're talking right now, DC, about the Super Mega Raffle.
Absolutely. The Super Mega Raffle is about to start growing. Yesterday was the last day to actually register for the race in terms of joining our team.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still register by paper.
Right.
You'd have to go over to Run Wild over on Jackson Street and register, but there's still room for people to get in. And so now that we've got our team, I think we have close to, I think we have about 80 people
mm-hmm.
on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a job unto itself. And so now that we've got all of those people on and in place, now we're about to start filling the mega raffle sheet up even more than what it is. We've mm-hmm. got approximately 2 pages of items, and we're about to take it to the next level.
we're gonna
do it bigger than it was last year. So there's going to be a lot of prizes for some person who is trying to be the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer by buying a mega raffle
uh-huh.
ticket. They're going to end up winning many, 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 many gifts and prizes as a result of trying to help.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
And let me just, that is beautiful. Let me just remind people that the registration has gone up. If you did not take advantage of the online registration, it is now $30 to register. As DC said last night at midnight, it closed online. It's $30 for the paper registration at Run Wild. And then on race day, it goes up even a little bit more. It goes up to $40. So you can still get in where you fit in. You can still become a part of this incredible movement. And we would encourage you to do so. And every single person that we've spoken to, DC, and we have really tried to connect with so many people, we say to them that this is such an incredible opportunity to meet and see people that you've never met from all across the several different parishes that the race is covering. And it is just, words really cannot describe what an incredible movement this is. And we want to thank all of those people, all of those sponsors that are making this possible. Lawrence and Amy Searcy, Angie Roberts, the mayor of this great city, Mayor Jacques Roy, Hickson Automotive Group, Christus Cabrini Hospital, and all of the people, and there are so many, that are making this movement in our city possible. And so one of the ways that we have, well, it's really DC's baby and his masterful fundraising acumen that has created what is now known as the Super Mega Raffle. And it is just one way, another way,
yes,
people can give back.
And it is not the grand master plan, because I really believe that, and folks are going to realize, because we're going to try to get down to Bunky today, if Darlene is available, to try to speak with her about what she's doing. And she is co-sponsoring the race with us, and mm-hmm. she's putting together what I like to call the coup de grace.
The coup de grace.
Yes, she's putting it, I mean, you know, she's just masterful. And, you know, everything that Darlene does, it is big.
Mm-hmm. And it's done with excellence.
Absolutely. So hopefully, maybe tomorrow we'll be unveiling what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a couple of more details to iron out and how we're going to put it together. But it is going to be the blowout of all blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's going to have an opportunity to actually participate in it. And you know how she is. She brings everybody in
mm-hmm.
and lets everybody be a part of what she's doing. And, you know, so I think it's going to super exceed the Super Mega Raffle.
You think it's going to super exceed the Super Mega Raffle?
I don't know. I mean, looking at it on paper, it just looks sweet.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well,
it looks sweet. I mean, you know, I draw it up on a chalkboard like football plays. And if it goes like it's drawn up on the chalkboard,
uh-huh.
it's going to be a super success.
Absolutely. I love that analogy.
And I love situations where even if it doesn't hit where you think it's going to hit, you still win.
And
like last year with the Super Mega Raffle, it did more than what we expected for it to do. But even if it wouldn't have done close to what we were expecting it to do, it was still going to be successful by most fundraising standards. You know, but and we expect for it to do bigger this year. So this year we're just looking to really for this movement to really on our end really be really much more successful than it was last year.
And you know, when you said that, DC, it reminded me again of the word momentum, because our momentum had a little ash in it. It's almost it had ashes in it that was holding us back. And that's why we can sit here and we can tell you about momentum. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you're going through. And I love what that article in Forbes said. You know, it's not about the number of dollars that you have in your bank account. How many people are you trying to help?
Absolutely.
And the best time to help people is when you're in need yourself.
And do you let money stop you from being the change?
Ooh,
if
that's
you're letting
good.
The money get in the way, then it's stopping you from being the change that you want to see. I mean, basically, we tell people all the time, if you're doing something, if you want to advertise, you know, don't let money stop you from calling us. Because we make the adjustment. We will make the adjustment, and we will make our medium affordable to you. You know, basically, it's not all about money with us.
Absolutely.
It's about being the change and seeing the next person try to see the thing that they're trying to birth, see it through.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think you're absolutely right. And I believe that as we continue to really encourage people about possibility and about their own dreams and about coming out of yourself and giving, and what we're seeing is that there are some very, very generous people. And then there are people like the widow and the widow's mite who give out of their lack.
Right.
And so we've seen all sorts of givers, and then we've seen people that just don't give at all.
Absolutely. You know, some people are born takers, and you know,
born takers.
That. We appreciate that. We respect that. Basically what they do is take. And they seem like they're giving stuff because they give stuff that nobody else wants, or they don't want. So, you know, there's that element out there, and as a bean counter, you know, we make room for those people as well. You know, we know that they're not going to give, and we appreciate that, and we respect them. And a lot of people don't have funds to give, but they can give something else. We have a lot of people who are not giving money, but they're giving of their time, they're volunteering, and that is just as much giving as if you were giving funds. But you have some people who have funds, time, all kinds of stuff, and just won't give any of it because, what did Pastor Greg use? What was that word he used yesterday?
Emulations?
Yeah, they are emulators. And basically what that means is they can't stand to see anybody else do well. I love that. I loved being in church yesterday, hearing him talk about that. That moved me. Because it revealed to me why some people do what they do. Because sometimes you say, well, what's the problem with these folks? And you don't really have anything to put on it. Now that you can say, okay, those are emulators. They want to be the ones who do it. And if you do it and they're not doing it, they're still hot with you.
Or they want to be the ones that do it first.
Absolutely. Whatever it is, they just have a problem with others and anything that others do.
And you know what?
Don't be an emulator if you're out there.
Or there are positive emulations too, I believe. I believe that, you know, you can look up to people and you can keep your heart right and say, you know, I'd like that. And I believe that if God blessed them, he's no respecter of person, that he can bless me too. But when you get over into envy and jealousy, and one of the things that I love that you said on the way home from church yesterday, DC, you said, you know what? DC and I were having a conversation, and we talk all the time. I know. I don't know if, you know, people can really wrap their minds around it, but we do. We talk all the time. And yesterday after church, we were so moved because we were looking at the churches that have come on board that have helped us and encouraged us. And DC said, for all of those churches, we want to make sure that we support you equally.
Absolutely.
And you said something so powerful. You said, you know, I can't outgive God, but I'm certainly going to try to give as much as I can give.
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to outgive the people who give to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you give to our cause, definitely I'm going to give to yours. And if you don't give to ours and for some reason I see you have issues with money, you don't have to worry about me giving to it. That's just the bottom
line. And this is what I said to DC, and this is an example, and we're going to get to the super mega raffle, I promise, after this. But I think it's a really good example, because when I was in college, my mom, who sacrificed to make sure that I made it through school, I mean, sacrificed all, even to her car, so that I could have a car so that I could work. And when I was in school, I was just, so few of us had a car. And so the people that were really close to me, if they needed to go into town or they needed something, I would always make sure that I would help and give, because I knew what it was like not to have a car. And this one particular girl that I helped, when my car went down and her mom let her bring her car, and I was having, I mean, the worst situation with my money in the bank, and somebody had stolen my PIN number, and I needed to get to town to check on my banking account. And so I call this girl up and I say, can you help me? I have got to get to town. I've got to get to the bank. This has happened. And she said, well, my mom said that I'm not to let anybody use my car. Okay, cool. That's fine. Can you take me? No, I can't take you. And I learned such an incredibly valuable lesson in that moment. And it came back to me yesterday as we were driving home, that it doesn't matter if you help other people. You don't help other people based on the fact, or predicated on the fact, that they should help you. You just help them. And I learned this way back as a kid in college. You just help them because it's from your heart. It's the right thing to do. You just help them because you can. But those same people may not help you. That cannot stop you from giving. And that's what I said to DC. You know what? It doesn't matter, because it's a seed. Go ahead. Right. It's a seed, and that seed will manifest itself.
Be the change.
Be the change.
Stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Go
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carla and Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, if you're looking for a great specialty shop, if you're looking for one of those unique gifts for that unique person, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Our partners, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, and the credit union that is dedicated to excellence. Now, their promotion has been going so well that they have extended it throughout the month of October. So if you are looking to finance a new or used vehicle and you want to get an auto loan as low as 1.49%, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is where you should stop. There are three locations, Edgewood Drive in Pineville, Commerce right here in Alexandria, and Coliseum Boulevard, or you can simply phone 318-473-4562. Now, while you're getting your loan, we want you to stop and make a donation. They've got the beautiful jeweled ribbon pins there for only $5. They've got decals for $5. They've got the super mega raffle tickets there, DC.
Absolutely.
And they also have the ribbons for just $1.
And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't seen the jewel pendant, you should just ask them to let you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the flyer doesn't do it any justice. It is like a little fine piece of jewelry.
It really is.
You really have to see it to appreciate it.
And it's really pretty. And DC even bought one and wears it on his coat lapel.
Right.
And so it's dual. It's, you could go male or female. So we want to encourage you to pick those pins up. 100% of all the proceeds of the monies raised is going to breast cancer.
The pin really is nice because sometimes some men just don't like wearing pink. You know.
I wonder why.
Well, it might be just a masculine thing. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is not anything wrong with wearing a little pink pin. Now, I like wearing pink.
Mm-hmm.
I have pink shirts, pink ties, you know, just all types of pink items,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm about the cause. And if you don't like wearing a lot of pink and you're a man, this is the perfect little item for you because it shows that you are about the cure
mm-hmm.
without pinking out too much. Just a small amount of pink. You know, you like that kind
okay.
of thing.
Well, that'll work. Well, listen, DC, before we get into the list, our team list in the Super Mega Raffle, I just want to share an incredibly great story that warmed our hearts on yesterday when we got home from church. Before we even got home from church, we got a text message from Rita Christian Jackson.
Rita Christian, Rita Gale.
Yep, most people know her from the B-Town, Bunky, Louisiana.
But she lives in Alexandria.
But she does live in Alexandria. Well, she texted us and she said, you know what? I want to be the change that I want to see.
I want to be the change.
She said, I can sell some of those Super Mega Raffle tickets. Now, most people in Bunky who know the Christians, my nanny, that's her mother, Alberta Christian. You know, one of the people that I talk about a lot is Deborah, and I talk about Janice. Deborah was my first cousin, and she went home to be with the Lord, and so many people came out in show and support of our family when Deborah was sick and helped in so many different ways. And so Rita said, you know what, at my job, she works at AFCO Industries.
Yes.
She said, people are always selling stuff. And I said, you know what? I can sell some of these mega raffle tickets, and I can be part of this movement and part of this change. So, Rita, you know what? It warmed our hearts. She came by our house yesterday and picked those tickets up.
Yes.
And she's on the move with them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rita, for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer and not just being a spectator. Because sometimes it looks like people are looking at us like a deer in headlights, like, I'm just looking at you, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm just looking, watching. Hope you don't say nothing to me. We're not going to ask you. If you're thinking that, we're not going to ask you. You know, it's the type of movement that you
that
need to ask
hilarious.
To be a part of. We're not going to ask you. We're not going to ask you.
Is that what you get?
That's what I get. You know, some folks are just standing around like spectators saying, okay, yeah, ask me. No, you know, be the change that you want to see. All you have to do is let us know.
Absolutely.
318-445-5658. We appreciate anybody who wants to be a part of this movement, you know. We invite you. We open up our arms to you. Mm-hmm. Anything that we can do to help you to be the change you want to see, you'll notice that we'll do it. You know, we've done everything but, you know, pulled on your pants leg to say, hey, come help us.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you're right, DC. You don't want to pull people in by asking.
No, we don't like calling people out here.
Volunteerism, though. Right.
The OPT Network, we don't like calling folks out.
That's exactly right.
We just don't do that. It just seems like it's classless.
And volunteers do what?
Volunteer.
Right. And so on that note, it is not too late. We will be fundraising through the month of November. And we're going to have some incredible interviews and some incredible stories that will make you understand why we do what we do for this incredible movement. So, DC, we want to start with the list.
Well, we'll start off with the first couple.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Williams and Octavia Williams, team captain.
And we have declared that this year is the year of
the couple.
Of the couple.
Hey, and let's not forget our honorary couple who sent their donation, but they just couldn't be with us for the fact that they had to work. Amos and Barbara Bradley down in Natchez, Louisiana.
Big Natchez,
up
Louisiana.
Amos and Barbara.
Hey, Amos.
Way to be the change that you want to see.
Hey, Amos. We were out there angling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah, I went to Celine Saturday, boy, and caught some of them big
slabs. Those pole benders.
Pole benders.
Hey, and you know what?
Some big fish.
Not only is this the year of the couple, but there were a lot of couples fishing on Saturday.
Absolutely, lots of them.
Love to see that. All right, who's next, DC?
Elena Williams and Alyssa Williams.
Elena and
family right there.
And I think that's Alyssa.
Alyssa, my bad.
That's right. The next on the list is
Thank
Lynn.
You for that little correction.
All righty. I don't want to get her name twisted. Lynn Heyman is next.
Lynn Heyman. And then the Christmases. David, Carlette, and little David.
All right.
Family. Couple family.
Couple family. Adrian Bob, thank you for being part of the OPT
thank
team.
Thank you, Adrian Bob. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, another couple. Hank and Jean.
Hank and Jean Williams.
Get up, Jean!
Williams like Tax and Financial Consultants.
Yeah, being the change that they want to see.
And Gene is more than two decades strong as a survivor. That
wow.
is amazing.
Go, Jeannie G.
All right, next on the list.
Janae Tyler.
Janae, thank you for being a part of Team OPT. Nikki Allen.
Nikki Allen.
Thank you. Nikki has those raffle tickets.
Nikki's always being a part of being the change.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always on the front lines doing the fight. Go, Nikki.
Go, Nikki.
Thank you for your support, baby.
All right, who's next, DC?
After Nikki, it is Sarah Pittman.
All right.
Sarah Pittman. Thank you for being the change that you want to see, Miss Pittman. Big Easy. Cedric Williams.
Cedric Williams. Cedric Williams is a teacher at Pineville Junior High School.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're getting a chance to meet and greet many of the people on the team. We can't wait to see all of you.
Absolutely.
Saturday, October the 20th, as this Saturday. Also, we want to say thank you, Karen Chandler.
Thank you, Karen.
Andrea Roberson.
Yeah.
Thesha Davis.
Absolutely. Thesha Davis of Davis One Stops. They are also co-sponsors with the OPT Network. Thank you, Thesha Davis, for being the change that you want to see. They've got their store pinked out down in Cheneyville. They are doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for being the change that you want to see. Hollywood and all the rest of the team down at Davis One Stop. We appreciate y'all.
Okay, Zandria and Rayshawn Kirk.
And
Leslie Kirk.
Leslie Kirk, another family.
Amazing.
Craig, we thank the Kirks.
Thank the Kirks. And let's thank Craig Roy, DC.
C. Roy.
C. Roy.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig, for being the change that you want to see, man.
Jessica Williams and Kimberly Boss. They're two friends, both
absolutely
hearing impaired. Thank you, guys. We're going to, Octavia was teaching me a little bit about signing. I didn't know she was knew how to do sign language, but she is a jack of all trades.
That's Octavia. That's why she's the team captain. She can do it all.
She can do it all.
She can be everywhere.
Who's next? We're going to run out of time.
Oh, who's next?
Is it Stephanie Boudreaux?
That's who it is.
Stephanie Boudreaux. Thank you.
Stephanie Boudreaux, Vicky Fontenot, and another couple after Miss Fontenot.
Another couple.
That's Reverend Ananias Robinson and Charvette Valley Robinson.
Absolutely.
Y'all know Charvette.
Y'all
That's
know
Eloise's Charvette. Daughter, Reverend Eloise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, used to be Haywood.
And I know you love this name, Steve and Ashley Figgins.
Proud parents of Major Figgins.
We're supposed to see Major Figgins this weekend, but we'll have to get a rain check on that. We want to see him before he gets too much bigger.
I'm telling you, we won't, you know.
Another couple, DC. Terry and Betty Brathwaite. We want to thank them for being the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. Terry is also a cancer survivor.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry and Betty, for being the change that you guys want to see.
Mm-hmm. Next on the list.
And Stephanie Chandler. Now, we have Karen Chandler up at the top, and then we have Stephanie Chandler. I think that may be a mother-daughter team.
All
we've
right.
got a lot of mother-daughter teams. A
lot of mother-daughter teams.
A lot of mother-daughter
mm-hmm.
teams.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jackie Brown, who is actually the mother of Jessica Williams.
That's
another
right.
mother-daughter team.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of combinations.
And you
Angie
know
Angie B.
Angie B is what they call her.
That's her. She's over at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And they have a whole team within our team.
You know what? And let me just say a little bit about the mother and daughter team. What an incredible time for moms and daughters to come together. And I know I'll be standing proud with my mother, Valley Griffin.
Absolutely.
Laura will be standing proud with her mother, Alberta Christian, who's
Absolutely.
My nanny. We all stand together as one for the love of people and eradicating breast cancer, DC. Who's next on the list?
Yvonne Jenkins down in Gina, Louisiana.
Gina.
Thank you, Miss Yvonne, for being the change that you want to see. She's not only walking, she's selling raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in and around that area, Gina, give Miss Jenkins a call and help her to sell some of these, buy one of these tickets from her and be the change that you want to see. And you may win a list. We're going to try to get to that list.
I know. Okay, another couple. Two more couples, actually, next.
Wow.
Bobby and Tamara Glenn.
Bobby and Tamara.
Sister Odell Turnipseed. Listen, if you are having an event, you would want to invite, I'm going to just do a little commercial for Sister Odell, Bobby Glenn, because he is absolutely side-cracking, gut-busting.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
That's what he is.
All right, who's next?
We got Robin Willeber and Ava Willeber from the Bloody Five.
The Bloody Fifth.
Fifth Ward.
Fifth Ward.
Fifth Ward of Vols Parish kicking in.
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
And then
Fifth Ward.
We've got another couple, DC.
Another couple.
Anthony and Sylvia Eli.
Yeah, we got dual connections with them. That's church members, and they are a couple.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're really triple because they're members of the OPT network.
Absolutely. They're part of the network, and they're always on the cutting edge of being
I already mentioned.
Thank you, guys.
Alberta Christian and Laura Christian Francisco.
Mother-daughter
team. Mother-daughter team.
What about E. Miller? Eric Miller over at Acadian Ambulance.
Med Express.
Thank you, my bad.
Med Express, 20 years.
Oh, Octavia, I'm so sorry about that, but you know how to do it.
20 years.
Med Express.
20 years Med Express has been in this community, a pillar in this community. Thank all of the great folks at Med Express.
Thank you.
Deborah Broadway, thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right.
I thought you said it was Deborah. We're going to ask her one.
Okay. It could be either way.
It really could.
All right, next on the list is Tim Pittman.
Tim Pittman, and let's not forget Keisha Easley.
Uh-huh.
Keisha Easley.
And then Patrick Bennett.
Patrick Bennett and Richard Malvo, a buddy club team.
Yeah,
you know, they always hang out together, so they decided to walk together and be the change they want to see in this fight against breast cancer.
I love it.
Way to go, Moon!
Everybody
knows Richard is Moon.
That's right, right. Next on the list is Major Jamar Gales.
Major Jamar Gales.
Not only is he fighting for our country, but he is fighting to eradicate breast cancer.
Absolutely. And he is being the change that he wants to see. And Major Gales is going to actually run.
Mm-hmm.
He's competing.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother's in excellent physical condition.
Hey.
Hey, he's taking it on. Go, Jamar. We're pulling for you, brother. We want you to win it all.
That's right. We're going to be his cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
All right. Next on the list is Gabrielle Smith.
Gabs, Miss Gabs.
She's part of the St. Romain family.
Absolutely. Y'all know Miss Gabs. Y'all see her rolling around in the big Cadillac Escalade, flousing, doing the thing.
Uh-huh.
Keep on doing what you do, Miss Gabs.
Oh, yeah.
She's winning.
Yeah.
Kicking and winning.
Kicking and winning.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Maurice and Darlene St. Romain?
Power couple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Darlene and Maurice always being the change, man. We appreciate you guys.
Chiquita Mays is next
on the list. Chiquita Mays. I'm going to have to get on my cousin Julius for not walking. But
he's a policeman.
Yeah, and they've got the big deal going
That's
on
right. So we give him a pass.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Protecting
and serving.
See, Via.
We got to hurry, D.C. We've got Caleb, Caden, and Kendra Smith.
Caleb, Caden, and Kendra. Thank
Another
you guys
family.
For being the change.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all for being the change.
Danielle Bryant is next. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Cheryl Ray.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Mary Frey.
Mary Frey over there at
Med Express.
At the spot.
Med Express. And, of course, my mother, Valley Griffin.
Go, Val.
We want to thank Trish Desitel.
Trish Desitel.
She's also a breast cancer survivor. I love it.
Those drops just ring out in your ears.
Yes, they do.
I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Hey, how about...
She said loud and proud.
That's right. How about Ethel and Howard Jones from LeCount, Louisiana?
Big L, home of the Pie Festival. Come on.
Another power couple.
Yeah.
44 years of power.
Man, that's all right, man. I'm going to tell you right now. And Howard and Ethel Jones really inspired and encouraged us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you're out here fundraising, you get a little down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people don't respond the way you like for them to respond.
Especially
doing
people you
way,
think.
You know, because, that, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think, you know, man, this isn't going as well as you would think it was going. The people you think would help don't help the people. And then all of a sudden you get a call from folks, good folks, been married 44 years down in LeCount, Louisiana, that say, look, we drove down to Davis one stop to connect with y'all.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have the information. They got in their vehicle, drove about 7 or 8 miles, got the connections to hook up with us, and the next thing you know, they're on the phone with us saying, hey, look, we want to be the change that we would like to
That's
see
right.
in this fight against breast cancer. Paid to walk, paid for the T-shirts, and bought mega raffle tickets. They're going to win it.
Uh-uh. And they bought, and they brought a wonderful donation from their church.
Absolutely.
So they just came.
Who was that, Beulah Baptist?
Beulah Baptist.
Way to be the change you want to see, Beulah Baptist.
Hey, DC, I got to back up 1 second because I just got a text that Keisha Easley is indeed Catfish's daughter.
That is indeed Michael Easley. I told you that was related to Michael Easley.
You said it.
Yes, indeed. I knew it.
Yeah, we're so excited, and we're so excited to see all of you. We want to include also on the team the Beauregard family. That's Cindy Beauregard, the CEO of the Heart of Louisiana, Credit Union. Her daughters, Landry Lacey and Lindsay Beauregard.
Hey, and we can't say enough about the Beauregards and Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, who is led by Cindy Beauregard, the CEO. She is a fine lady, always on the cusp of being the change that she would like to see. They are co-sponsors with us, the OPT Network, and they do a phenomenal job of community reinvestment, of being the change in the community, doing things that are going to affect the community hands-on. Thank the whole team over at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, led by Cindy Beauregard. You guys rule.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Okay, so next on the list, we've got Daniel Henry.
Daniel Henry, way to be the change, D.H.
D.H.
Yeah.
Shea Berry
just joined the team. Oh, that's a new fact.
That threw me off because
grandmother-granddaughter team and a first cousin team.
That's generations.
Man, that's a whole bunch of, man, Shea, thank you for being a change.
Shea snuck us.
The list is getting so long, it's hard to really tell.
Wait a minute. And then I didn't recognize her as Berry. Everybody, that's Shea Lewis Berry.
Shea, LaShatra.
LaShatrend,
do the thing. She's walking.
All right.
She's walking.
All right.
Walk it out, Shay.
You're so hilarious. Brinley Bowden, thank you for joining Team OPT.
And that's all right, man. I'm going to tell you right now, Colette, we probably need to take a little lightweight.
I know.
And come back, because the next thing we're going to do is give the list and the people that's on the list and where you can get these tickets at.
Let's do that. Hey, y'all. This is the official,
the one and only
OPT Network.
Yeah,
let us get a really quick break. Stay with us, and then you'll find out what you can win on the Super Mega Raffle. Remember, it's Momentum Monday. Keep it moving.
Be the change.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This Monday morning is October 15th, and the morning is just absolutely flying by. It's 8:48 a.m. And I just want to remind all of those people about Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team. She is also working with Team OPT DC to be the change. And she's got those beautiful pink ribbon decals at her salon for only $5. So that's another way that you can make a donation. And before we get to the super mega raffle list, I want to remind everybody, and I'm so proud of those ladies that have phoned us and said, we went to Christus Cabrini Hospital and we got our free mammograms. And one lady that has never had a mammogram in her life said, I cannot believe that I waited for all these years to have a mammogram. She said they were so friendly, so warm, and so kind to me. She said it was absolutely wonderful. I said, was it painful? She said, absolutely not. She said, was it a little bit uncomfortable? Little pressure? Yes. But thank you, guys. I want to encourage you. There are still free mammograms available. You gotta get in and get those mammograms. Now, for the super mega raffle list.
Right. Oh, yeah, we need to get that. Let me get my list and get it rolling.
All right. So you got your list.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is what's, I tell you, I get so excited.
Yeah, the first thing on the list is the Lazy Boy leather recliner. Any person would be glad to have that. It's a $1,000 value.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Lazy Boy. Let's not forget Lowe's. Lowe's stepped up and showed out.
Right.
Lowe's of Alexandria and Lowe's of Pine Deer. Mm-hmm. You guys stepped up and showed out. And let me just remind people that because we've been so busy trying to get everybody registered for the race and mm-hmm. trying to get, we hadn't had the kind of time that we're about to have mm-hmm. to load up
on
a Super Mega Raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you're a business out there and you've got something to give, you can best believe you'll be seeing the Christmases enter your spot. We come and get it from you, and we're going to blow your company up. And if you are a business out there and you're saying to yourself, I would like to be the change that I would like to see,
mm-hmm.
and I can put something in that mega raffle. And mm-hmm. We've got things going into it every day. But now that we're going to have a little bit more time, because it's going on through November, folks.
Absolutely. And you know
you want to get your tickets while they're still there, Carla.
You know what I love about Lowe's the most? They never stop improving.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lowe's, for being the change that you want to see.
Let's build something together. Lowe's threw in a washing machine valued at $500.
Uh-huh.
This is a beautiful washing machine. And that's Pineville and a $100 gift card. And Lowe's of Alexandria threw in a gas grill, a stainless steel gas grill valued at $300. And another $100 gift card. And I'm thinking about going back to Lowe's of Alexandria
mm-hmm.
and do a trade out and get rid of the grill and get the dryer to match the washing machine.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
Can we put that deal together?
You know what? I think we can.
I think we can, too. Let's do it.
Hey.
As a matter of fact, let's not mention the gas grill because now we're about to put a dryer in there. We're calling it into existence.
All right. You got that. Hey, next on the list is Oakwing Golf Club. 4 rounds of golf.
Ooh, and that's with a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's 4 people going out there or 2 people going to. I'll be more than happy to go with
them. Or it could be
a
couple. You know, women golf, too.
Absolutely. 2
mm-hmm.
couples.
Mm-hmm.
Or a woman may win it.
That's right.
Maybe want to be 4 girls, 4 sister girls.
That's right.
Sister girls might pop it out.
That's right. That's right. How about J&J Exterminating?
J&J Exterminating is giving a treatment,
mm-hmm.
a termite treatment for your home. And for all you homeowners out there, you guys know what this is about. It's valued at $850, but you don't want the termites to eat you out from under your house.
Absolutely.
Be the change. Buy a lottery ticket.
Absolutely. How about Dillard's of Alexandria for the style of your life?
For
they
the
have
style.
Given a men's and women's fragrance basket, each valued at $250.
That's 6 bottles of cologne each mm-hmm. in each basket, plus another assortment of little small items.
Y'all, every time we get on those fragrances, you just go hog wild.
We've got one for
we
him.
We gotta
and one
hurry.
For her.
We're not gonna have enough time. Listen, Brenda's hobbies. Brenda Strong is an incredible hobbyist.
Go, Brenda.
She's got these wonderful, beautiful bricks. You can go to our website, incidentally, at www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can see these doorstops that she created. And she has put her hobbies, her bricks, her doorstops in the Mega Raffle, and also for $20, you can buy the doorstops, and $10 go into the fund to raise money. And then I want to thank Cherry Jemison. And so she has created something beautiful called, we have dubbed it the Prayer Podium Keepsake. Cherry, we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see. And we haven't had a chance to get it up on our website, but all these incredible people with all the gifts that they have and their talents, they're coming and they're bringing them in. And you guys have blessed us with your works of art. And Cherry works at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene St. Romain, their sisters. And on Friday, she brought her prayer podium keepsake, and it is absolutely beautiful, DC. I'm talking about Cherry Jimison. I know you were
Chair, over there. Yeah, Cherry stepped up to the plate.
We're calling it the Prayer Podium Keepsake.
It is beautiful. We're going to be putting it on the website. That was Miss Willie English from Cheneyville.
Mm-hmm.
She just called and said she's going to be making a contribution in the name of her two sister-in-laws that passed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we just want to, you know, thank her for being the change that she want to see. And she's always, always helping us. And it's people like her who give us they help to fuel
the momentum.
Absolutely. They help to fuel us and keep us rolling in this fight. Because, you know, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who think that this fight is not the right fight.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad. But let me just say, before we get back to the list, Miss English, I know that you're listening. We want to say personally, thank you. Because you call in at some of the most opportune moments where we just need that word of encouragement. Thank you so much. And she called with a donation. But she calls not only with her money, but, you know, with support and just, you know, those things that you really, really need to keep the momentum going. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for being the change.
We're going to call it with down.
I know. KP Jewelry is next. They've given a $100 gift card. Right under Brenda's Hobbies.
Okay.
And then Johnny Carino's. We haven't even made it nearly halfway through the list.
Not be able to make it today, folks.
We will.
Let's just stop right here.
Aww.
Because we only have 3 minutes. The list is so long, folks. But what we're going to do is tomorrow, we've got a really special show lined up. You know, we're going to have... Go ahead, Carla.
We do. We have a really incredibly special show lined up tomorrow. And you know, DC, you said that some people think that this is not the right fight. But tomorrow's show will make you understand why this is not only the right fight, it is a fight that we all need to take part in. And many of you know from Bunky, you know Ashlyn Wade, you know the Wade family.
Absolutely.
Well, Ashlyn, 24 years young, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she's going to be on point in the morning to share her incredible, incredible story of hope, courage, and strong fight. So we look forward to it. And you know what? It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if cancer has affected your family. We were talking to a friend yesterday that said that he was going to give a donation, he and his wife, and he said cancer affects everybody.
Absolutely.
And it absolutely does. And so we're asking you to phone us at our offices with your donations. You can purchase raffle tickets. There's so many ways to give, DC.
Absolutely. And if you don't know what to do, you can phone the offices at 445-5658. Or if you see the OPT cruise around, it's never Carlette driving. It's always me. And sometimes I drive a little fast. But the number is right there on it. And if you would just dial that number, you can get the raffle tickets right out of the OPT crew.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, y'all? I'm on him to be safe on the road. I am the co-pilot. And the cruiser is rolling all across town. And we invite you. We love meeting you. We love talking with you. And, you know, we met Pastor Hill, D.C., from LeCount, Louisiana.
Oh, let's not forget to shout out Pastor Hill.
At the car wash on Friday. Pastor Hill, you blessed us.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for being a part of the OPT network. On Saturday, we met Lori at the car wash. We try to keep the cruiser washed up after fishing. Lori, thank you for listening this morning in Marksville, Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
We consider that you're an official part of the OPT network. Hey, to be official, all you got to do is listen.
And tomorrow, I promise you guys, we're going to get to the list and we're going to get to the people who have the super mega raffle tickets. Supposed to be meeting today with Miss Rebecca Anderson. Miss Anderson, thank you for being the change. We're going to have her story tomorrow.
Absolutely. What an incredible group of people that are a part of this network, DC. We want to thank you so much for always spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official.
The official and only network.
OPT Network. And you know what?
Can't bite that, buddy.
You know what? You can't. But the reason why we call it the best part of your The reason why we call it the best part of your morning is because it's that part of the morning where you get your day going.
Bye-bye.
And we stop it. And we want your momentum to be on point. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Don't forget to keep the momentum moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're out of time for now. We hope that you have a great and a safe Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.